here at Mater Dei Radio. If anything goes wrong with my computer or I just don't know where the setting is, I am glad that our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, is just on the other side of my office wall, and she's always there to help me get it straightened out. And Sarah's joining us today to get us straightened out here at Mater Dei Radio to let us know who this week's Parish of the Week is. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Happy to be here. I don't know if I could fix every problem.
We were talking just as you would come in momentarily. For those who were listening in maybe early this morning, there was an issue up at our tower, and so our signal wasn't going out. But thankfully, because of you and all of the work that you do for our digital platforms, our stream was going just fine. And well, there's all kinds of things available to people this week at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app. So first, before we get to that and a new episode of a new favorite podcast around here, we have got a Parish of the Week to announce. Sarah, who is this week's Parish of the Week?
All right. Our Parish of the Week is St. Mary's Catholic Church in Eugene. And so we're so excited to feature this community. They are just a wonderful, vibrant community. I know they have many families that go there. Father Ron Nelson is the pastor. And I just love seeing all the different things that these parishes are involved in. And during the summer months, what are they up to? And so I saw that they just had a big parish work party this last weekend, where they could really keep things spruced up both outside and inside. I also know back in June, we had those big Corpus Christi processions, and there were four in the Archdiocese of Portland, and there was a really big one in Eugene and Springfield. And so that procession actually started at St. Mary's at this parish, and they went 6.8 miles I think they went to St. Alice in Springfield. And I talked to some people that were there, and they mentioned to me that this procession stopped in front of the prisons, and that actually, like, people were engaging from inside with the procession, and just some amazing testimonies of how that procession went. So that all started at St. Mary's in Eugene. So I know they were a really important part of that. They have a lot of great events coming up. They do a lot in their community. They have a blood drive coming up this week. Also in September, they're doing their first ever parish garage sale. And then also they have a really amazing women's group that meets, I believe, on Mondays. And they're going to this fall be going through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which I thought was really awesome that they are doing that as a group. Their faith formation does a great job encouraging parents to participate and being part of a lot of the activities that the kids are in. I know they've got some great Hispanic ministries for prayer groups, and then also around Our Lady of Guadalupe feast in December. They have a really great Sunday hospitality where each Sunday, different ministries take that on. So the Spanish prayer group, a couple Sundays are Knights of Columbus, and then a couple of them are covered by volunteers who do coffee and donuts. So they really make sure that hospitality and community is a huge part of their Sundays there. And so a lot of amazing things happening. And congratulations once again to St. Mary's in Eugene.
I'll be sure to be following us on our social media platforms, because Sarah throughout the week will be posting more information and some photos about St. Mary's, our Parish of the Week. Sarah, Pope Leo has been talking about how technology is wonderful and useful, but it doesn't replace those human interactions. One of the areas, though, that technology is really one of these areas that we can join together, it's in prayer. And you have the novenas that we can join together and pray. And Mater Dei Radio, we are inviting you to join us, because the patron saint of a radio broadcast, his feast day is coming up, and so you can join us in a novena to him. Tell us about that.
That's right. So we have a really great devotion here to St. Maximilian Kolbe, and I think many people are familiar with, you know, his story, and especially the way that he died. He offered to take the place of someone in a starvation bunker in the Auschwitz death camp. So I think many people are familiar with that. But for many years before that, he was really dedicated to spreading the gospel all under the patronage of Our Lady. And so we share that with him here at Mater Dei Radio. And he really utilized all the different avenues of communication that were available to him at the time. He had a really successful newspaper and magazine, and it actually started a radio station. They were just testing it out. And then that's kind of when things were got really difficult there. And so they weren't actually able to complete that. But then years later, they brought that station back, actually, I learned. But his first test broadcast of that was actually on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which was the day that our radio station began. So, all that to say, we have a really great devotion to him, and to really ask for his intercession for our ministry, that we take advantage of all the new avenues that we can find to spread the gospel, and do that all under the protection of Our Lady. And so with his feast day coming up on August 14th, we're going to be doing a novena that actually starts today. Okay. So what you can do is go to the Hail Mary Media app. Under our prayer section, you can go to the daily prayer reminders where you can sign up. We already have some people signed up, so you'll get a notification every day so you don't forget to say that prayer. Or you can just go under our different prayers and you can find the St. Maximilian Kolbe Novena. And we really invite you to be part of this, because prayer is a very real part of our ministry. We need all of you to be part of this. And especially, you know, we're kind of going into this time of our executive director is transitioning, and we've got a new chapter ahead of us. And we've been doing this, I think, every year for at least 5 years, but especially this year, I think really great opportunity for all of you to really support us through this very intentional prayer. And like you said, Brenda, it's a way that we can all be connected through technology, but that's through prayer, especially.
Absolutely. And Sarah, with just a few seconds left, we've been talking about the new episode of Engaged by the Spirit. Question for you: how much fun and how much laughing did you do while you were editing that podcast?
That episode that was with Father Peter Julia, Father Randy Wong, I had so much fun. That was probably the most fun I've had. Those two together are nothing but trouble, but it was a very great, it was all that to say, a very, also a very moving episode. So go check that out.
Father Randy really talks about his vocation and his call to the priesthood. So definitely find that on the Hail Mary Media app. You'll also access it at materdeiradio.com. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.